In our previous lesson, I talked about the fact that it's God's will to heal, that it's a part of the atonement. And there's, of course, much, much more that could be said about that. But supposing that you've accepted that and that you've seen it in Scripture, this still raises a lot of questions. If it's God's will to heal us, then why isn't everyone healed? And there's many different answers for this. I've got two tapes entitled Reasons Why People Are Not Healed, Part 1 and Part 2. 90 minutes teaching. So that's 3 hours worth of teaching on this one subject, and I just scratched the surface on the things that I know. So there's a lot of information about this that I simply am not able to get into, but I want to address part of this about why people are not healed if it's God's will to heal. Certainly one of the things that's involved here is just ignorance. You cannot operate in something that you don't know or that you don't understand. And in my own personal life, that certainly was true of me, that I was raised to believe that God's will just automatically came to pass, that I didn't have any authority or power or say-so in this. And so through my ignorance, a number of things happened. My dad died when I was 12 years old. I was with two or three people who died, and I was in their presence when they died by the time I was 21. And I was praying for all of them to be healed. But I didn't see that healing manifest, not because it wasn't God's will, but just through ignorance on my part. Ignorance is not an excuse. Now, it's a reason why things happen, but it's not an excuse. And it's just like the law of gravity or something. A person could say, well, I didn't realize that if I walk off a 10-story building, it's going to kill me. You don't have to realize it. You don't have to have the full impact of it to have that law work against you. And so there are just some laws in the things of God that people are ignorant about. And they don't know how God's healing system works. So ignorance is killing a lot of people. Also, another thing that hinders people from receiving their healing is sin. And this really upsets people when you say this, because they equate it, they interpret what you're saying by saying that all sickness is because of some sin on our part. And that is not true. That's not what I'm saying. In the 9th chapter of the book of John, there was an instance where Jesus was coming out of the temple, and his disciples pointed out a man who was there, and he was blind from birth. He was born blind. And the disciples said, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? In other words, they were trying to relate his sickness directly to sin and saying, was it his sin, or since he was a child when he was born blind, was it his parents that caused this sickness to come on him? And Jesus' answer was that neither of them had sinned. And of course, that's not saying that the parents or the child hadn't sinned, but he was saying that it wasn't their sin that directly caused this. It's untrue to say that all sickness is related to sin, but it's also untrue to say that sin is not one of the factors. In the 5th chapter of the book of John, here's an instance where Jesus was at the pool of Bethesda, and he healed a man supernaturally. There was multitudes in that place, and only one person got healed. And later on, this man, he didn't know who it was that had healed him, etc. And so the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees asked him, and they said, what man is he which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and saith unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Jesus right here said that sin would cause something even worse than his paralysis to come upon him. Jesus tied the result of sickness to sin. Now again, in the 9th chapter of the book of John, he said it wasn't because of anybody's sin that this thing happened. Some things happen just naturally. But there are some times that sickness, disease, problems can be a direct result of sin. And even in those cases, this doesn't mean that God is necessarily the one who's doing these things to us. Say, for instance, a person that goes out and lives a homosexual lifestyle and gets into that. That's just a perversion of nature. And you know what? The human body is not made to live that way. And all types of diseases and sexually communicated things come out of that. And that's not to say that God's the author of these. It's just nature rebelling. Nature is not set up to do that. That's like a person who goes out and eats the wrong food. Man, if you go out and eat poison, your body will respond to that. And that's not God who's doing it to you. There are natural laws. There are natural factors here. So it is true that sin is one of the reasons that people aren't healed. So I'd say this, that if there is some known sin in your life, and if you're believing God for a healing, you need to stop it, because through that sin, you are giving Satan a direct access towards you that's hindering you from receiving what God is doing in your life. In Romans 6:16, that scripture says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." Now that's not saying that Satan becomes master in the sense that you lose your salvation and go to hell, but it just means whether you're a Christian or not, if you're out living in sin, then you are giving Satan an inroad into your life. And John 10:10 says that the thief comes for no other purpose except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life. So we've got Jesus trying to bring his life and health into you, but we've also got Satan over here trying to make you sick. And if through sin you are yielding yourself to Satan, then you are empowering him. You are giving him an opportunity in your life, and you can pray and ask God for healing all you want, but your actions over here are allowing the devil to come in and bring sickness upon you. So if you are living in sin, you need to stop it. Now, I need to add to this that you could become so introspective and you could say, well, I'm always less than what I should be. And you could get to a place where you, even though you believe God can heal, you believe he won't heal because you just don't deserve it. And that certainly is wrong, too. None of us are ever going to be able to obtain healing from God because we deserve it. God's never had anybody qualified working for him yet. So you don't need to get to where you are tying God's movement in your life only to your performance, to your holiness. It needs to be based on what Jesus has done for you and your faith in him. But at the same time, you can't just ignore your actions and go yield yourself to the devil without him hindering you. So you'll see healing work much easier, much better in your life if you will repent and quit anything you're doing that would give Satan an inroad into your life. Another factor that concerns our healing that some people don't think about is that the unbelief of other people around you can affect you. One of the classic examples of this is in Mark chapter 6, and this is where Jesus was in his hometown. And the people in Jesus' hometown didn't respect him because they remembered him as a little boy. They knew his brothers and sisters and father and mother, and they just didn't respect him the way some other people did. And when he was in his hometown, they came against him and criticized him. And Jesus said this in Mark chapter 6, verse 4, "A prophet is not without honor in it, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief." This didn't say that Jesus wouldn't do any mighty works. It says he couldn't do. Now here's Jesus, God Almighty, the sinless Son of God, who had no lack in his faith, and it certainly wasn't any inroad of sin on his part, and yet he was limited in what he could do for other people because of their unbelief. If you put this together with Matthew chapter 13, I believe it's verse 58, it says there that the reason he couldn't do those mighty miracles was because of their unbelief. It's implied here in Mark chapter 6. So we see that Jesus, who had no limitations on himself and certainly had no sin or anything that was giving Satan an inroad into his life, was limited in what he could do because of the people around him. Now this is really important to realize if a person understands what I'm saying about it being God's will to heal everyone all of the time. If you believe that, it's possible for you to make a mistake and like just go up to a hospital and try and empty the hospital of every person in it because it's God's will for them to be healed. Well, yes, it is God's will for them to be healed, but you know what? God will not move against a person's own will. God will protect your right to be sick. God will protect your right not to be healed. No one can go in and force you to be healed. You can't get healed off of just someone else's faith. Someone else's faith can help you. If you are struggling and if you're having a hard time, then they can help you, but they can't do it for you. You can push a car that's in neutral, but you can't push a car that's in park or reverse. If a person is just set against healing and set against those kind of things, no, you cannot overcome it. And because of this, see, you can't go in and just empty a hospital, or you can't go into a church service and see every person healed without their cooperation. There's so much more that could be said about this. I don't have time on this lesson today, but Jesus, every time he healed people, even when they were dead, he would go up to someone else and say, "Weep not." He would tell the mother not to weep, and then he raised her son from the dead. Somebody's faith has to be used somewhere. There needs to be faith on our part. And there's just so many, many other things involved in healing. But I've discussed just a few here today. Hopefully that it'll help you. But one of the main things you need to get out of this is that God's faithful. It is God's will for you to be healed. But we have to learn how to cooperate with Him. He cannot do it for us. He has to do it through us. And I pray that today these things will help you to start yielding yourself and allow the power of God to flow through you and walk in God's supernatural divine health.